Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to 2014. I'm Bob Enyart.
I'm Doug McBurney. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Doug. And this New Year, New Year's resolution, we're going to try to get Colorado off of pot.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck.
Well, we're going to try. That's the resolution.
We'll do our best.
Yeah.
All we can do is sound the warning. It's up to them to...
Yeah. You know, the Denver Post, to their credit, you know, they haven't come out of their stupor yet.
Yeah.
But at least they've noticed the fog.
They noticed the fog by hiring a dope editor. Don't they have a dope editor now?
They do. They do. But Electa Draper there did an article we should talk about in a moment.
Okay.
And interviewed at some length a University of Colorado professor of their School of Pharmaceutical Sciences.
Oh.
And there's a lot of serious comment on the harm from marijuana. In this article.
That should be interesting. In the Post?
In the Post.
So not written by their dope
editor. And the whole country is looking at Colorado.
Bob, I've been traveling extensively. Every local news in whatever city I've been in,
yeah,
they're talking about Colorado legalizing pot.
Yeah, you know what they do? Big story of the year.
You know what annoys me?
One of the bit.
They do the story, and they have to show pictures of people smoking it and rolling joints, and they have to... put up this stuff that if your kid happened to be walking through the room.
Yeah, right, of course.
I hate that. And they do it every night in Denver for 3 months, every night.
Yeah,
It's unbearable.
And you know, it used to be hard enough to try to reach people with the truth so that they would think clearly and humbly. Mm. Now we're going to have entire states filled with potheads. And even now in South America.
Uruguay.
We've got a country that's legalized pot.
Uruguay.
You know how difficult it's going to be
to
reach people who are stupid?
Mm. Yeah, they're in a stupor.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, just driving in, I grabbed this story. A couple down in Orlando, Florida, where marijuana is ostensibly still illegal. Hmm. A couple was arrested. They made a minor relative, under 18, a young boy, smoke pot. And they were arrested. He actually called another family member and said, can you come and get me out of here?
Good that they were arrested. Now, why are they doing this? They thought it was medicine or something?
Yeah, I think he had a sore knee, and they insisted that this magical medicine.
Yeah, and your doctor always says, hey, you should smoke your medicine.
That's right. I had an acute elbow pain.
Yeah.
And he said, how bad does it hurt? Oh, my, it's that bad? Here, crush this up and smoke it.
Right.
Handed me some acetaminophen.
Yeah.
Said, smoke this
up. Your aspirin.
I don't think I've ever been advised to smoke my medicine. In fact, the doctor always is looking for a reason to tell smokers to stop smoking, tobacco.
Of course.
They don't want you smoking anything.
So, Doug, any other pot stories in the news before we get
I've got a story out of Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
There was an armed robbery at the Head Honcho's Hair Salon down in Oklahoma City.
At a hair salon.
A hair salon.
An armed robbery at a hair salon.
An armed robbery at a soft target, right?
Okay.
You would think. 23-year-old Cornelius Howeth has a long criminal record. He's a thug. Mm-hmm. Well, he pulled a gun and he ordered the employees inside and told them to empty their pockets. Well, the owner of the salon tackled him and fought his gun away from
him. All right. Yeah. Finally, a hair salon not owned by a homosexual.
And he and the other employees.
A real man.
They took the gun away and then stripped him naked.
I thought he wasn't a homo.
No, they wanted to make sure he wasn't hiding another weapon. He had just assaulted them and pointed a gun at them.
So they had a good reason.
Not only did they strip him naked.
Strip search.
They threw him out on the sidewalk.
Good for them.
And then the police had to come. And Bob, the picture in his mugshot is priceless because he looks like he was beaten senseless.
Does he look like he needs a haircut?
No, it doesn't.
Maybe that's why he went in there.
He looks like he needs some medicine, though. His lips are all swollen. He's got a black eye, a big scuff on his face. Yeah. It's just classic.
What's the part about him being a pothead?
Well, what are the odds? Come on, right? The guy's sticking up a hair salon, obviously out of his mind.
Now, that's biased reporting right there.
It is.
But it's funny.
We assume that he's probably a pothead.
That's a good one.
And we're going to.
What are the chances?
And you.
What are the chances?
You've
that he doesn't smoke pot.
Now you assume that the hair salon owner was a normal person because he beat the guy up.
Right. Was not a homo.
Yeah. And anyway, so.
Well, I got a calendar somewhere in the studio, Doug.
Yeah.
Let me go get it.
All right.
It's by a well-known.
So while Bob steps away.
A well-known cartoonist.
Oh.
Who does the funny papers.
Hey, that's.
He was honored by Charles Schultz Institute.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And this calendar, wall calendar.
It says, I'm not gay. I'm just a sissy.
You said too much. He sent me this as a gift. And I thought, you know, not a lot of places would accept this gift here.
Oh, my.
But we thought it was pretty funny.
Is it good? Can we put a link to it so people can see? Because this is radio.
Well.
Or is it a bit too over the top?
It's a little over the top.
A little over the top.
Joe King, he's funny.
It's pretty good artwork.
Oh, he's talented.
Yeah. It's great artwork.
In fact, our Real Science Radio shows, we've licensed some of his political cartoons.
All right. Well, let's not let the show degenerate into a discussion about the homosexuals. Let's stick with the potheads for today.
Okay.
It's the first day of the year. We've got one mission at a time. Our New Year's resolution was to at least sound the warning to Colorado. By the way, Colorado, all you people who called us extreme because we said the legalization of medical marijuana is just a stepping stone toward the legalization of marijuana.
Pot generally. That's and they all said, mocked us.
Right? Well, it only took about a decade, and here we are now with legalized, what do they call it?
Right.
Recreational marijuana is what they call it.
So, Doug, this article by Electa Draper in the Denver Post. If somebody wants to read it, just go to kgov.com or just Google, what does the Bible say about pot? And then you could click where we say the Denver Post is still in their stupor, but at least they've noticed the fog.
They've noticed the fog.
And so what a great article.
Yes, and this is done by Electa Draper, not the dope editor. And she's interviewing Carrie Franson, who is a professor with the University of Colorado School of Pharmaceutical Sciences, which is an academic course.
Yeah.
A lot of the students who go to CU, they have an amateur pharmaceutical sciences course that they participate in the dorms and whatnot.
But it's amateur. It's not for credit.
No, this is for credit.
This is for credit. She's also an associate dean. And Doug, she has worked in the Netherlands at a research institute studying the effects of marijuana because it was easier to do research there than in the U.S.
Right. Always easier to do research in foreign countries, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'd love to go through this article with a fine-tooth comb and let the audience hear this. Carrie Franson starts out saying, look, you could study it ad nauseum, and it's THC.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is the active ingredient. And there are certain things that happen to everyone who takes THC.
Yeah.
So people say, well, it affects us all differently.
Sure. Yeah. One works for your knee. One works for your elbow. One works for your depression. One works for.
Right. Makes me more creative. Makes
one's
me
red.
Helps
one's
me
purple.
Wake up. Helps me go to sleep.
You name it.
It solves, I mean, world peace. It puts every 100% employment if you legalize pot.
Now, what she says is it's actually the levels of THC, that's the Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, the active ingredient that gets everyone who takes it, it gets them high is what it does.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And Carrie says that people think it mellows them out. I mean, that's universal.
That is the stereotype.
It mellows me out.
Right.
But it causes an average increase in heart rate. Now, that doesn't mean for everyone. That's what the word average is for an average increase in heart rate of 16 beats per minute. And that's one of the reasons that it's known that it produces anxiety and even paranoia.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons.
Yes.
So the effects are what? The effects, common effects are increased appetite, decreased motivation. Decreased motivation, I just can't believe that potheads could be accused of not being having typical motivation.
Now that is a stereotype, but there's reasons that we use stereotypes is because they're generally true.
They're generally.
And oh, by the way, Bob, back to the story from Orlando, the young miner.
Yeah.
The reason he contacted a family member was because he had started to hallucinate while they were making him smoke this pot, and he got scared.
Wow.
I was just listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. If you listen to any radio or news today, tomorrow, all you're going to hear about is the legalization of marijuana in Colorado. They've They've taken a subject that should be discussed by adults regarding criminal activity, and they've made it just
mainstream.
That's all you hear
kids,
about.
Imagine all the kids that are so happy now that they'll be able to smoke pot. And and because it's legal, it's more available and all that.
So driving in, they had an expert on the radio who said that the pot that was smoked at Woodstock was typically 3 to 5% THC.
Compared to today, now we cover this in our article.
Oh,
what does the Bible say about pot?
Well, the current, a recent look, examination of marijuana sold in the medical dispensaries here, medical with the quotation marks around it, the medical dispensaries, up to 33% THC. So it's how many? That's like 10 times as strong as the dope that the kids were smoking at Woodstock.
The medical marijuana that has to be kept 1,000 feet away from all schools.
Like other medicines.
And that you smoke pot. And that you smoke.
Yeah, you smoke it. Right. That type of medicine.
That kind of medicine.
Yeah.
So there's other effects also.
Okay,
they say,
back to Carrie.
Yeah,
back to
Franson,
the professor.
Professor Franson. Yeah. Also an associate dean. She's got quite the background.
Yeah.
Researching in the Netherlands. Associate Dean of the School of Pharmaceutical Sciences at the University of Colorado. Also, there are, the bloodshot eyes.
Yeah.
The decreased pressure inside the eye.
Right.
Which might go along with the bloodshot, not sure. But that's a reason they use it to treat glaucoma.
Right. But most of the doctors treating glaucoma with marijuana, they don't recommend you smoke it. They give you a pill.
Of course. Prescription marijuana has been available for a long time.
Yes, and you've never said that marijuana has no medical indications.
No, of course not.
Right, of course not.
It's just that you don't grow your own medicine, you don't smoke it.
And determine your own dose.
Determine your own dose, get high with it, it's recreational. Prescription drugs that are now recreational are harmful.
And that's illegal to abuse and to give prescription drugs to people. It's illegal.
And so there's also a distorted sense of time. Sometimes dry mouth, and there's a decreased reaction time. I was listening to a KOA radio show over the weekend.
Yeah,
this guy calls in. They're talking about pot, of course. And he says, you know, I'm so sick and tired of everybody saying it's not good for you. It's great for you. I spent many years as an over-the-road truck driver, and I would have a joint before I head out, and I just enjoyed showing off my great driving skills.
Wow.
And the host, who's pro marijuana, is feeling very uncomfortable about this call.
Yeah.
And obviously, it affects you negatively, but you're too stupid to realize it. You think you're now a better writer, better driver, a better drummer. And if you're a little sloppy at the drums, who cares?
That's right. You're stoned and you
Right. Yeah. So people, after the high is over, users often feel sleepy or depressed.
Mm-hmm. Most of THC's activity is in the brain and the central nervous system, although, according to the professor, there are receptors located in the heart and other cells, such as the body's inflammatory response cells.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then, Doug, I'd like to go through this, although it's a little technical. It's so interesting. Human bodies naturally manufacture chemicals similar to THC, right? That's why pot works. Our body is sort of ready to receive all the chemicals in it.
Right.
And so Franson, this professor, Carrie Franson, says that THC hijacks the receptors in the brain that are normally used by natural chemicals called neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these natural cannabinoids. That's how you pronounce it?
Cannabinoids. Yeah.
And one of them has been identified as regulating mood, memory, appetite. You know, all we've done the reporting on short-term memory loss and pain and learning and understanding. This is all designed by God for our body's natural function for all these things.
Right.
And she says, and this is not news, this has been known for a long time, these receptors are all over the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Including very important parts of the brain, like the hippocampus, which is used in memory and short-term memory. Do you remember that public service announcement where they'd say potheads on Jeopardy? And they asked the kid, what did you have for breakfast? And he's like, he has a hard time remembering.
Dude.
Then they ask him his name. He's a little slow, but he gets that.
Yeah.
Then they ask him another question. He says, Oh, pancakes, man.
There's probably a lot of people who probably haven't smoked pot, but now that it's legal, they're probably thinking, maybe I'll try it.
And churches, people go to churches thinking it's okay. Yeah. Now it's legal, so it's legal. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I could smoke pot and be a member in good standing at our church.
It's recreational.
Not at Denver Bible Church.
It's like playing soccer. It's recreational.
Yeah, right? Only it makes you stupid.
Did you say not at Denver Bible Church?
Right, not at Denver Bible Church.
You know, that's another line that I have is atheists and people who hate Jesus Christ, they like to say, well, you can make the Bible say whatever you want. And I always say, well, not at Denver Bible Church.
That is great.
and you're not going to be a pothead at Denver Bible Church and not be rebuked for it.
Well,
you will
that's
be
right.
Rebuked.
Yeah, and excommunicated unless you repent.
Like any other kind of sin.
So now they quote another professor of psychiatry at the University of Colorado, and his name is Dr. Christian Hopfer. Mm-hmm. And he says that the cannabinoid receptor system is one of the biggest such systems. Your brain is chock full of them, and you need these, the natural ones, and it has an effect on you when you're messing with those receptors.
Absolutely.
Has a big effect, and I'd like to describe that effect.
It's dopamine. We've all heard of dopamine.
Yeah.
You've heard that. Why do they call it dope? It's because for 100 years or more, doctors have known that this mimics what dopamine does in our body.
Which is the natural substance that your body produces.
Right. He calls it the natural reward system and a key molecule in many brain functions such as attentiveness, motivation, learning, memorization, and motor control.
Motor control. Wow. And that gets into response time when you're driving on dope or you're operating a crane or whatever.
Yeah, like the guy in, was it Philadelphia? He knocked down
the
a building.
Crane operator killed 6 people. So, I've got that in my pot never killed anybody file.
Yeah,
I have that story in that
He says file. THC increases dopamine in the short term, but ultimately interferes with the body's own reward circuit. Your body loses the ability to give you the natural rewards.
Reward. So let's say you get high
on,
let's say, Thursday night, and you think only one more day till the weekend. You go to work Friday, you do sort of a good job, and your boss compliments you, happens occasionally, doesn't mean much to you.
Right.
You don't have that reward circuitry that's built in for motivation and attentiveness, and that reward circuitry is now dulled.
Right, right.
And it's not going to do much for you, but you're going to be thinking about smoking that next joint because that's what's making you feel good now.
So you're like one of those rats. Just going for the, what do they give them sugar water or something?
Yeah. So Franson, back to Carrie.
Yeah.
She says that, but we eventually have to turn off this response or the neuron dies. Like you can't overactivate these neurons. And that's the job of the body's cannabinoids. Mm. What they do is, according to Carrie Franson, they jump on and off of receptors much faster than THC.
Mm-hmm. So that's why your body's natural cannabinoids don't create a high.
Right.
Right.
Because they're giving you this positive affirmation in a healthy way, whereas THC jumps on and it stays there.
Stays there, yeah.
And it has this prolonged and pronounced effect. Mm. And so that's if you smoke once or a few times. Then what if you're a chronic user?
Is there any other kind? I've never met anyone who, like, smokes pot once in a while.
Once a month?
No, never.
Once a quarter?
No. Back when I was younger, hung out with all kinds of potheads, and they said, well, everybody smokes pot all the time. And I said, well, that's because you're a pothead, and you hang out with
potheads.
That's
what you think.
Potheads
that's your perception.
All the time.
Right. Yeah. So chronic cannabis consumption, then what happens is the body decreases the number of receptors for its cannabinoids. So, Doug, then you get attaboy from the boss or from your wife, or you go to watch your kid's game and, you know, you should be happy and it should feel good, but it doesn't feel all that great.
You don't have the receptors.
Because you've worn them down and now there's fewer of them, and the ones that are there are looking for THC.
That's right. Wow.
So this is really good science to help people understand what everybody knows anyway, that potheads are stupid.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that they lost their ability to kind of experience normal emotions. That's news to me. I wasn't aware that it's that.
At some level.
That's serious, yeah.
So they also have found reduced blood flow. reduced glucose and oxygen to the brain. You know, we talk about potheads. You ask them a question, they answer. It's a delayed answer.
Yeah. Sometimes.
They answer like 4 seconds later. Yeah. Doug, I've seen it so often. You just say, how are you doing? They think about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm doing okay. What's your name? Joe. What's yours? It's like they're stupid.
They're a little slow. Yeah, a little slow on the uptake.
And I might be exaggerating a little bit, but we all have seen this.
Yes.
And people who drink a glass of red wine every night with dinner, every night, for 40 years, they don't have this reaction.
This is true.
This is a pothead thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is Colorado on pot.
So there's also evidence that you don't recover all your mental capacity when you quit using pot. That's according to Dr. Hopfer.
Right.
He treats marijuana and other addictions. What? Marijuana addiction? I thought that was impossible.
You can't be addicted. That's, and it can't get you high. I've heard that from potheads. While they were not high.
And they smoke it every day, but they're not addicted to it.
No. He says it's an insidious addiction.
Yeah.
By the way, it also manifests in attention deficit, memory loss, other impaired mental abilities. Mm. It leads to schizophrenia, as many of the peer-reviewed journal papers we link to.
Yeah, that's a well-known link. Yeah.
You know, it leads to schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to treat, and it's been trivialized.
Yeah, he says the media overall has been pro-marijuana in its coverage of legalization.
You think? That's so rather insightful.
I hadn't even read this when I started. I've been ranting for weeks about why do they have to put this on the news every night and show such graphic images.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Because the editors are potheads.
But let's say that when you were younger, you struggled with drugs. Like so many Americans, especially males, struggled with drugs. And now they put these graphic images right in front of. It's just that's insidious.
Right.
And it's just a corrupting influence on people to be talking and showing pictures of it. And here's what he says. People shouldn't assume they know this drug. Based on Cheech and Chong movies. Right. So Cheech and Chong, when they released their first movie, they should have been arrested.
Yeah.
Should have been arrested for that. Yeah. And the whole production,
conspiracy,
everyone involved.
Yeah. Right? And encouraging young people to do drugs, have sex outside of marriage. And
contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Yes.
I think it used to be a crime.
Yes.
Now it's an industry.
It's an industry.
It's an industry.
Right. And it's called the Denver Post.
Yeah.
So then there's smoking, just like a cigarette. Right?
Okay.
The smoker's lungs, when you smoke marijuana, the smoker's lungs take in a horde of chemicals and particulates.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Now that's true with cigarettes too.
Yes.
But I've noticed that the Denver Post, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 31, Channel 4, they're really down on smoking tobacco.
Oh,
They're really.
Right.
And tobacco has all kinds of chemicals, and they'll tell you how bad they are. Well,
right. You
know that there's strychnine. And
nicotine and tar.
The nicotine's the only good thing in there. There's all kinds of horrible things in there.
Hmm.
But here, the marijuana, I guess they've decided not to look at it because the combination of chemicals is exponentially more sophisticated and dangerous what's in pot.
This Carrie Franson says, look, people say that when these chemicals and particulates come into direct contact with the lungs, and they say it doesn't do any damage.
That's what they say.
She said, I don't know that, and nobody knows that.
And if anyone knew that, she would know.
That it does no damage.
Yeah, if anyone knew that, she would know, and she says she doesn't know.
Yeah, and our research, what does the Bible say about pot? Google it.
Yeah.
Click on the KGov article on the first page, and there you will find a plethora of scientific papers, peer-reviewed papers, many of them, you know, in journals, typically.
Yeah.
And it's just devastating what marijuana does to a person in all kinds of different and destructive ways. And she says, I don't know that it doesn't do any harm. Well, I tell you what, I know the opposite. You smoke these, and these chemicals and particulates, they go in your lungs, and it has a negative effect.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a train crash a couple days ago up in the Dakotas, and the train burst into flames.
Mm.
And when the wind shifted, they evacuated the town. Why? Because they might breathe in the smoke. It's like smoke is not good. You ever sat in front of a campfire and
breathe it in and see how good it is.
Tell me that you don't know intuitively that has a negative effect on the tender, delicate tissues of the lungs.
Come on. And then the effect of the THC on these receptors and how it does such a number on them. Because it attaches and then it doesn't get off like your natural dopamine.
Wow.
And then you end up with fewer receptors, so nothing's going to make you happy except getting high.
Mm. Yeah, and she says that the one thing about calling cannabis medicine, she says that cannabis is not pharmacological, by which she means you can administer a constant dose and predict a consistent response. See, that's what medicine is.
So, and people get to decide their own dose.
Right.
That is funny.
You make up your own
dose. You grow your own.
Yeah.
You decide your own dose, self-medicate, and you smoke it.
That does not qualify as medicine.
No. So, meanwhile, we have been ignoring. We have not been fair
in
this report.
You've left one fellow out of the report entirely here.
He's been through this entire article.
Well, they've been quoting him.
He gets to say his piece, and he's not a professor of, pharmapsychology or anything. He's a, I don't know, maybe a suspect pothead. He owns a dispensary.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
Ian Sieb.
Are you sure he's not a doctor?
Ian Sieb. No, he sells pot.
Okay. Well, are you sure he's not a doctor?
If he was a doctor, then Elective Draper would say Dr. Ian Sieb.
All right, yeah.
But he sells pot.
He's a businessman.
He's a suspect pothead.
Yeah. Well, no. Not if he's a success, right? That you don't get high on your own supply.
Well, he might be a functional drunk.
That's probably.
Right?
Okay.
So here's what he says. He says, we have such a variety of patients who come.
See, he's a doctor.
We're really starting to see.
Wait a minute.
He's not a doctor.
No, he thinks he's a doctor.
He's a pothead.
He's not a doctor.
Probably.
But he plays one in
And so Electa doesn't challenge this. She closes the.
She lets him get away with that?
With saying, we have such a wide variety of patients. You sell pot. You're not a doctor. He thinks he's a doctor.
Wait, man.
He thinks.
We're really seeing.
Ian thinks he has patients.
He says, we're really starting to see the plant is a miracle plant. It heals many things.
It does. Yeah. Even unemployment.
Well.
World peace.
World peace is right around the corner now.
World peace.
You know what this
Visualize
you know what this article
peace.
Says to me though, Bob?
Yeah.
And the truth is, no matter how much information you give people, what we need to strive for is a society where people don't feel they need to get high or they don't want to get
high. Well, sure, that's
because
a great
you
thing.
Can have all the knowledge
and that will mean nothing.
And it'll mean
it's
nothing.
It's like the staff lounge at a hospital where everybody smokes.
Cardiology department.
And you know what I like to ask somebody when I debate, like Tom Tancredo, he's pro pot,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
I like to ask them, if marijuana hurts people, would you want to know? Mm-hmm. If it makes them stupid, would you want to know?
Great question.
If it harms unborn children, would you want to know? If it makes you morally, ethically irresponsible, would you want to know? Over time, if it makes you stupider, would you want to know for the sake of people that you're saying, hey, it's okay to smoke pot?
And the way you answer that question tells me whether or not there's some hope for you.
Yeah.
If you want to know, there might be some hope for you.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ.
All right. Hey, Doug McBurney, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Looking
Happy
forward
New
to
Year.
A great 2014.
Amen.
Check out our website, kgov.com, and click on the store. Buy something. Help us stay on the air. God bless you.